علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. As mentioned earlier, we are presently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the wisdom behind his governance. We also talked about the type of justice system that Imam Ali alayhi salam was proposing, and how after Imam Ali alayhi salam, this system got faded away completely, and the leaders who came after Imam Ali brainwashed the communities and made them forget that justice, such that now that system of justice just looked like a fable. And the people no longer worked hard or struggled to try and achieve that system. And they just thought that it's a utopian, you know, dream and not a reality. And this was the situation that happened after that. But of course, Islam is that type of religion, has that system that can, you know, bring about that special and, you know, wonderful justice system that is good for the society. As mentioned earlier, we also mentioned about the fact that Uthman, or the third caliph, due to certain reasons, ended up doing actions that were unjust, basically, and the people were tired. Even according to some narrations, even the wife of the Prophet, Aisha, she was also tired and frustrated, and she had mentioned a few things, inshallah, that we shall mention in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were discussing about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam came at a time where people were frustrated and they were tired of the fact that they did not see justice in the third caliph's government, because they had witnessed the prophetic justice, and therefore for them it was very difficult to face this level of injustice. Such that even the wife of the Prophet Aisha, she mentioned in one of the narrations we have, for example, by Ibn Abi al-Hadid, who is a Sunni narrator, who is a Sunni scholar, who has explained and has footnotes and exegesis on Nahjul Balagha. He mentions in the 20th volume, on page number 22, he says that he quotes from Aisha, who mentions and says, "Uqtulu na'falan qatalahu Allah. That means that kill this na'fal. May Allah punish him. May Allah, you know, kill him. Imagine that Aisha compares him to Na'fal, who was a very evil person. And she compares it to him, and she even says that may Allah kill him. To that degree, people were frustrated. But of course, that doesn't mean that you take the law in your own hands and you kill a person. That was not right. And that is why Imam Ali protected Uthman, because he didn't want people to take the law in their own hands, because that would destroy the general order and discipline in the Islamic government. It was even more dangerous. And that is why we notice that this issue of killing Uthman and the third caliph was not a good thing. It was bad for the community, for the Islamic Ummah. And even after Uthman died, people made use of the death of Uthman to combat Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imagine Imam Ali alayhi salam was the one who protected Uthman. He is the one who sent his own family and children to go and protect Uthman. But at the end of the day, these same people who commanded others to kill Uthman, they come up and turn the tables on Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they accuse him of the murder of Uthman. You can see that this was just a political game. And killing people, killing such a person, was actually a big, big mistake. And Imam Ali alayhi salam kind of knew that this would happen. And that is why he tried his best to protect the third caliph at that time.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. We are now discussing about the fact that there was an error that was performed and a big mistake by the Muslim Ummah by killing Uthman, the third caliph. After him, his killing, which was not performed in a judicial way, because even if someone is unjust or is performing some crimes, the best method is to take him to the court of law. And Islam has a system that even a leader can be taken to the court of law. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself has gone to the court of law. Someone accused him that he had taken away his shield or something similar to that, or his armor. And Imam Ali alayhi salam went to the court. This was how it was. I mean, you can even take the leader to the court in Islam. So it was very easy to take Uthman, the third caliph, to the court and sort out the issue. But unfortunately, people didn't do that. And there was a political game played there, that people made use of Uthman. Even after his death, after he died, they accused Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they waged wars against him. The first war, the second war, as you know, the war of Jamal, the war that came after that, the Siffin war, and all the other wars that followed. So Imam Ali alayhi salam suffered a lot in that sense. But he, of course, in the eyes of Allah, he was in the presence of God and doing his duty. In that sense, he was always happy. His heart was always content. It was always effulgent. But his sadness was that the people were losing out on the teachings of Islam. And so the story goes on. The story is a very sad story. It's a heart-rending story, that if a person reads the history and reads Imam Ali alayhi salam's life and how he sacrificed himself in the various times to help Islam, and what the Ummah did after that, and how much ingratitude they showed to him and his children and his grandchildren, really that would bring tears in the eyes. But of course, today is a happy day. In some places, it's the day of Eid. It is a time for us to remember each other in prayers and to rejoice the great blessings that we had in the month of Ramadan, where Allah gave us the opportunity to fast and express our love and obedience to Him. Let us pray to Allah that He accepts our deeds in this holy month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه